I'm Dan Schwartzman with your NBC Sports Audio Update. The owner of the New Orleans Saints, Gail Benson, has confirmed an NFL Network report that head coach Sean Payton has not yet confirmed he will be back next season. Payton has been in New Orleans for 15 years and led the team to a Super Bowl victory in 2009. This year, the Saints missed the playoffs for the first time since 2016 after going 9-8. After losing to the Rams in the divisional round, Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady says he will take his time to decide whether he will play next year. The 44-year-old led his team back from a 24-point deficit to tie the game late in the fourth quarter before the Rams won it with a field goal as time expired. This season, Brady led the league with over 5,300 yards passing and 43 touchdowns. Just four games on the NBA schedule tonight, with one featuring both teams with 500 or better records, as the Utah Jazz are on the road at the Phoenix Suns. The other matchups are the New York Knicks hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Indiana Pacers are at the New Orleans Pelicans, while the Chicago Bulls are visiting the Oklahoma City Thunder. Three top 25 teams in action in men's college basketball, as number 5 Kansas hosts number 13 Texas Tech, while number 7 UCLA is home for Arizona State. Three top 25 teams also in action in women's college hoops, as top-ranked South Carolina welcomes in Vanderbilt, Purdue is at number 7 Michigan, while 16th-ranked BYU is hosting San Diego. Auburn is number 1 in the AP Men's College Basketball Top 25 poll for the first time in school history, with Gonzaga falling to number 2, followed by Arizona, rounding out the top 3. Baylor is at number 4, followed by Kansas at number 5. In the women's poll, South Carolina remains number 1, followed by Stanford, and NC State rounding out the top 3. The Major League Baseball Players Association is expected to make a counterproposal in person today to the league after receiving a proposal last week. Baseball has been on a lockout since December 2nd, with some believing that if no progress is made based on the players' proposal, the start of spring training will be moved back from mid-February. Big upset at the Australian Open, as two-seeded Aryna Sabalenka is ousted in 3 sets by Kaya Kanepi in the 4th round. Meanwhile, 7-seed Iga Swiatek needs 3 sets to advance to the quarterfinals, while later tonight, 4th-seeded Barbara Krejcikova faces American Madison Keys in the quarters. In the men's draw, 4th-seeded Stefanos Tsitsipas needs 5 sets to knock off 20th-seeded American Taylor Fritz to advance to the quarters, while 11th-seed Yannick Sinner moves on in straight sets. Coming up tonight, 6th-seed Rafa Nadal faces 14th-seeded Denis Shapovalov in the quarterfinals. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.